I'm Mike Hogan, and my guest today, Tim Dickmeyer, is the director of the Arts Center at the Iowa Western Community College. And there's the 17th annual National Performance Series is happening, Tim. And as a matter of fact, the music that we're hearing right now from one of your first performers coming in. Welcome to the show. And can you tell us who's going to join us?
Absolutely, yeah. Coming up in December, we have the Annie Moses Band. They're presenting their Christmas show, Christmas with the Annie Moses Band. They're a kind of an interesting classical crossover group out of Nashville. And they've got a couple of PBS specials that they've done, and this concert is one of those Christmas specials.
Can we talk about it? Because it's a very interesting background that they come from. It sounds kind of a mix of bluegrass, and you and I mentioned a little bit of Nashville in there, not necessarily as raw as bluegrass. And is that because of the classical education, the musical education, most of the members being Juilliard educated?
Absolutely, yep. Three of the members came from Juilliard education, so it's kind of a string trio surrounded with a jazz or a rock rhythm section. There's a harp player that plays Hammond B3 organ and mandolin with the group. It's just a really kind of a great mix of music that, you know, can only be found when you have really highly trained musicians putting stuff together.
Yeah, and the sound's extremely tight. You had mentioned that they've been on a couple of PBS specials. How did you get such a high-profile band to be a part of your celebration?
Well, boy, I do a lot of research year-round, just kind of keeping track of who's out there. I go to a couple different conferences, and actually one of the conferences is where I found this group. They present a showcase. I get to hear about 15 minutes of their show and kind of decide that that's what I like. And then I've taken some time and listened to the rest of their repertoire and figured out that that's a great group, you know.
So, oh, sure. Yeah. I appreciate it. You sent me some samples of
Absolutely.
Their work, and just wonderful. I'm imagining that because of the holiday, they're here Saturday, December 16th at 7:30
right.
at the Iowa Western Community College Theater.
Yes.
And we were talking about it off mic, the 650 seat theater.
650, right.
Fairly intimate theater, but large enough that that you can really have enjoy the acoustics and the sound.
That's right. It's really a good size stage. It's a professional theater. We've been in business now for 17 years. When you come into this space, it's really the furthest away that you can sit in the hall really isn't that far from the stage. You get a good view, you get great sound, that sort of thing. You get closer to the performer in the cheap seats than you can in a lot of expensive seats elsewhere.
Sure.
So.
Yep. You mentioned this is the 17th annual National Performance Series. What's the theme behind putting together that series each and every year? I'm sure there's a theme that comes up.
There is. You know, some years I really try to focus on a theme. This year the theme kind of came to me. I started looking at different performers. They happened to be kind of people that had legendary parents or came from legendary backgrounds. We've had Pam Tillis was on the series earlier this year. Of course, her father, Mel Tillis.
Sure.
A.J. Croce is Jim Croce's son. Later in the year, we have James Torme, who's Mel Torme's son. It just kind of happened that those three were kind of available and coming through the area. I built the season around them, calling it Legends and Legacies.
Oh, that's just magnificent. In addition to that, in the spring, why don't you mention about My Funny Valentine?
My Funny Valentine, that's a great show. It happens February 10th, right before Valentine's Day. It features two comics that most of their comedy is about relationships and that sort of thing. So this would be a great date night. One of the comics is Pat Hazel, who's an Omaha native and kind of cut his teeth writing for Seinfeld, back in the 90s there. He's now in Austin.
Well, he cut his teeth and made a fortune.
Made a fortune, right. Exactly. Exactly.
Art can pay.
That's right. And he's going to be opposite another great female comic, Dina Blizzard, who, if you don't know, go and look One Funny Mother on the internet. She has made a series of these YouTube videos that are absolutely blowing up the internet right now, including one where she goes shopping for her children's teachers in a Target. And I think a lot of people have seen that one. It's got a few million hits. So
that's magnificent. Yeah. So really, the entire National Performance Series, a rather eclectic and comprehensive view of arts. It's music. It's a full-on My Funny Valentine, full-on play, mm-hmm. and then individual performances as well.
Right.
And
that's kind of by design. You know, we only have 7 or 8 performances in our series. It's hard to get into too many different buckets there. So we make it pretty eclectic, yeah.
Oh, absolutely. Well, that's very well done. Appreciate you coming out here today to tell us about it. Again, we're going to kick off the series with... I lost the name of the
Annie Moses.
There we go. Good gracious, the Annie Moses Band coming here. That's Tim Dickmeyer, Arts Center Director for Iowa Western Community College. Thank you very much for coming out here today.
Thank you, Mike.